Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 1st of February. Don't worry about hearing Sunny and Cher until tomorrow. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, like you said, it's a whole nother month now. That's crazy.
I can't figure it out either. Honestly, this one sort of concerns me because I know that what comes after it is March. And I'm not sure how well we all survived the last one. So, yeah, that'll be fun. Anyway, also here with me today, the other half of Team Nightmare. That's their phrase for themselves, not me. Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us.
I'm glad you're here now, Charlotte. I would like to start with you because you've written up an interesting piece of news about Apple TV Plus and production.
Well, there's a couple of things going on, but it looks like Apple has bought a great big studio in New York itself, which is rather interesting. And indicates that actually Apple is only further committing itself to TV Plus, to original productions, as opposed to, it's not a luxury. Apple is putting some serious money into it.
Yeah. And as we've heard, obviously the services stuff seems to be going really well. So,
Well, it's an interesting one because they've extended the free trial, as we've discussed lots of times, both yes. here and on the Media Plus show, but and don't seem to be catching up in the way some of the other streaming services do, but are still putting a lot of money on it, seeming to be quite confident about it. And so, yeah, it's an interesting one. This, by the way, is a 90,000 square feet. It's 90,000 square feet. It's by a company called Onstage Soundtrack and Production. It's a soundtrack and production facility. It's at Kaufman Studios, which is in Queens, New York. Mm-hmm. This is a huge, very serious kind of area. It's 35,000 square foot for a soundstage, 40,000 square foot of production space, another 15K square foot for office space. So it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So again, it's. Seems to be Apple taking this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We won't. Yeah.
I mean, as you wrote up, Charlotte, what is all that space going to be dedicated to?
Right.
It will provide room for production, office, editing facilities, dressing rooms, costume areas, pantries, and lounges.
The whole lot. So yeah, it's like obviously in New York for whatever... The media thing is there. I don't know if... I'm literally just thinking out loud now. Will that be where John Stewart does whatever he's working on? I mean, I suspect it's not just that,
Sure. But there's this definitely, to me, felt like sort of Apple taking matters into their own hands so that they can continue production on everything. Like, we've waited long enough, and for us to do this... it's a very Apple move to want to own the whole widget, right? So stake out the production studio. They can put in place whatever protocols they want for secrecy. Like, we want to be very low-key about what we're working on. We don't want it to be a big deal. We're not going to put people, the morning show on the side of the building or anything like that. It's also nice to have a space on the East Coast where a lot of people live who may be working on things. So it makes a lot of sense for them to have some sort of outpost in New York, regardless of, how big it is. Like, maybe it would be just a production facility, but this is the whole thing. So I feel like there's something happening there. And I think, John Stewart, as, Charlotte and I have previously discussed, that might be an interesting project to put in there. And it may just be like the next seasons of stuff. It might be easier for Apple to fly people to New York to the one that they run, 100% of, rather than try and stake out, exposure on a studio lot where there are other sound stages and stuff, and just try to limit exposure to other people, like as much as you can. So not sure, but we'll definitely find out. Now, Charlotte, you had another piece of information from over the weekend about a movie Apple purchased from at Sundance.
Yeah, it was the Sundance Film Festival. Obviously, it was virtual, but yep. Apple has bought the rights to a film called Coda for about $25 million, which is apparently a Sundance acquisition record. So, yeah, apparently there was a battle between Apple and Amazon for it, and Apple won. It's a kind of classic coming-of-age drama about a high school senior who is the only hearing person in a deaf family. And okay. You know, the conflicts that that has, and whether they live their own, what they do to support the family, whether what they do to pursue their own goals. It's written and directed by Sean Hedder. So yeah, it should be interesting.
Alrighty, so that's a new one. I will point out, I think Sundance just started, and I know it's all virtual this year, or at least the bulk of it is virtual this year.
Yeah, I guess auction starts.
So the other, but there are still films that are at Sundance that you may be able to get a ticket for. I watched one over the weekend. Was a documentary based on a book that was written about the initial creation of Sesame Street. So you know, if it's a show about the Muppets, Kelly's there. I paid like $15 online. Went to the Sundance site, found the movie. Paid like $15 and got to get into that single show. So like the full pass stuff is all sold out and everything. But if there's a movie or two maybe that you want to see, there are still ways to do that. So you can always just go to the Sundance Festival website, and maybe there's another movie or two that are playing, and you will get the opportunity to go to Sundance. I was able to get in on the premiere screening of the documentary. It's called Street Gang. And I was able to get in on the premiere screening instead of sort of the rerun the next day. And so because of that, I was able to watch the live Q&A with the filmmakers afterward, which was a lot of fun. So,
nice.
Yeah. So, hi, Kelly is a Muppet Nerd. This is a surprise to no one. But the documentary is really interesting to find out how everything came together to turn into Sesame Street. So that's pretty cool. Charlotte, you have another story about something coming to Apple TV. Maybe they're filming this in New York.
Well, there's been a few things. We've seen a few new things started. So we've had the Justin Timberlake film arrived this weekend, which is also worth being aware of. And then we've got, there's a couple of bits coming. It's interesting as well the way that some of the brands are starting to move in beyond Apple TV Plus. So Stillwater, which is a kids brand, I noticed it's on the Calm app now. There's some meditation practices involving that. So yeah, it's interesting how things are starting to expand. As I say, other things to look forward to. You've got the Snoopy show coming on February the 5th, which I know Kelly will be binge watching.
Oh, you know, that's right.
We've still got the season two of Dickinson, which is on its way through.
Yeah, not quite done yet.
And we've got We Crash, which is a WeWork series on WeWork starring Jared Leto and Anne Hathaway. That's also coming, but I think that's going to be a lot further down the line.
We've had that announcement, but we don't have any sort of dates for that one. I don't think. So, yeah. So,
and we've also got the second series of Tehran on the way.
Oh. Yeah. Excellent. I'm glad to hear about that. That was an interesting show.
Something that I've been looking forward to, and I don't know if Apple set a date or like a month other than 2021, but it was like WWDC, I think, when they announced it. Foundation, based on the Isaac Asimov series. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get it before Dub this year, like depending on what happened with production after they announced it last year.
Yeah, probably.
So I hate to make you keep holding your breath, Andrew, but, you know, like all of these things sound like really good reasons for Apple to have just laid out the cash for a production facility. So maybe it's possible they're going to film all kinds of stuff there, you know, part it out and, you know, everybody gets 30,000 square feet and we can do three shows at a time. I don't know. I really don't know anything about how TV production works. So if you do and want to tell us, It would be cool if you would send me an email, but it would be even cooler if you would just go talk to Charlotte about it over on Media Plus, because that's definitely where you want that to happen. It would definitely be an interesting conversation. With that, I would like to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor is Amazon Pharmacy. So these are two things everybody's probably really familiar with. Amazon, you know, Amazon.com, and the pharmacy, having to go pick up prescription medication or whatever else. Amazon has combined those for Amazon Pharmacy. So Amazon Pharmacy can coordinate with your doctor to receive, to get all your prescriptions, make sure everything's on the up and up that way. And then they will deliver the medication right to your door. So use Amazon Pharmacy just like any other part of Amazon. You know, most people are familiar with that experience. And you get the added bonus of not having to wait at the pharmacy, which is good for a bunch of reasons right now. Like, you know, you don't even have to go to the pharmacy. Everything just shows up at your door. Amazon Pharmacy works with most insurance plans. You can find that all out on the site. And if you're an Amazon Prime member, just like everything else on Amazon, you can get free two-day delivery and you can get savings on some prescriptions, even if you're not using insurance for them. And so the way you can find out more about this is to go to amazon.com/TDORX. AMAZON.com, Amazon.com/TDORX. That's Amazon.com/TDORX. The RX is very important. And we'd like to thank Amazon Pharmacy for sponsoring the show today. Now, Andrew, you came on to talk to us about a couple of things that are interesting in the music app. And the first is something you discovered that was maybe new to you, but wasn't necessarily new?
Yeah, so I think it's interesting how this played out. this weekend, I found this feature in iOS that in Apple Music, and I had never seen this feature before, so I assumed maybe it was something Apple sneakily added into 14.4.
Yeah.
But then someone told me on Twitter, actually, this has been a feature in iOS 14 from the very beginning. And the original release notes supplied by Apple does mention it.
Okay.
But we're thinking that maybe it just hasn't been turned on by default. And so that's why suddenly this is news to me.
Okay.
But I think it's a really, really cool feature. I love it. So it's called auto-playing similar music. So it's an autoplay feature. When you're playing a song, whether it's in an album or maybe you ran into the end of your playlist, you'll see if you tap on, there's this button at the bottom right. It's, I think it's called the music queue. And
okay.
The icon is like, kind of looks like a menu icon where it's like four straight lines.
Oh, okay.
So you tap
I know
on
the thing
that.
You mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So you tap on that, and then you'll see somewhere up top an infinity symbol, which is the autoplay feature.
Okay. Because it'll give you a list of like playing next, and it'll show you. I'm looking at it right now. So it'll say playing next, like whatever's on your playlist, and then you just hit that infinity button, and it changes it up.
But what's different is that the infinity button will play similar music that may not necessarily be in your library. And so it's kind of similar to maybe an Apple Music radio station where, you know, it'll just play similar music in infinity to whatever you're listening to at the time. So
okay.
I think it's a really neat feature.
Yeah, that's interesting. Something I have noticed recently in Apple Music is personal radio stations. So you will find your name's channel. And this is the same sort of thing, like you were talking about, like autoplay similar music. This was a thing I hadn't seen until recently. And Andrew, I think you were telling me like you could ask the S lady for it, but... but it didn't necessarily pop up for you as a thing to tap on in the interface until recently.
Yeah, what I noticed, I don't remember when this feature came out, but in the beginning, maybe like iOS 13 at some point, but you could say, hey, S lady, play music I like and she would create your own personal radio music radio station.
Okay.
But then I think what's different in iOS 14 is that you don't even have to ask anymore. I think that your personal radio station will show up at some point in the For You tab.
Yeah. That was where I discovered it and went, oh, what is this about? And and yeah, that was, for me, that was where it came from, was, wait, what is it that you're showing me here? and that's what it was just that showing up all of a sudden. So that was it. For that one, that was it anyway, was the personal radio stations being something new. So I'm glad to hear about the similar music, because I have noticed a couple of times recently, like, that's the end of that playlist, but you're still playing me music that I'm enjoying, and now I think I know where that came from. So that's good news.
Yeah, like the way I discovered it was, so one of the albums I had, I really only saved one song from it. And so usually when it's the end of the playlist, or when it's the end of the album, no matter how many songs are in it, it'll just at the end just, you know, stop. But then all of a sudden I was playing it, and then the song ended and this new unfamiliar song started playing. So I started looking up, like, what is going on here?
Okay. I feel a little better about that, because I was wondering. And so now, real quick, I'm going to tell you about something I discovered over the weekend. While we're talking about stuff that apparently magically appeared in music stuff from Apple that nobody knew about. At one point, the mini player window became way less mini, because it would show you the album art in, you know, largely to me. It was a great big album art window, because I wanted the little tiny mini player window that used to just be the little window, you know, that sort of looks like the car radio display. Like, it's just going to show you the time and the song, and that's it. And that's the whole thing. That used to be mini player, which was great. And then they jammed in the album artwork. Like, it was gone for a while, and then it came back. And now when it came back, it only had the album artwork with it. And that felt like even more insulting than just taking the window away entirely to me. So I was really mad about it. So I happened to be looking for something else in the music app. I'm on Big Sur. I was looking for something in the music app, and under window it said mini player. And I went, is this still as crappy as I remember it being? And it was. But then in clicking on it to try to make it stop being the mini player, next to the little speaker on the left-hand side where you adjust the volume, there are three dots. If you click on the three dots, you have the option to show and hide the album artwork. And if you hide the album artwork, you get back your actual, really and for true, mini player window. It's very exciting to me. I may be the only one, but that's okay. It's another one of those things that, you know, we discover, and, like, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So here we are. If you have a tip like this, or if you're just really excited that you too can have back the actual mini player window, you can let us know at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. So thanks so much for that. Andrew, thanks so much for coming by today to talk to us about Apple Music Channels.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. Also, Charlotte Henry, thank you for coming by to tell us the latest and greatest on Media Plus here on Media Monday.
There should be a new episode of there will be a new episode of the show out Tuesday, so come join me for that.
Absolutely, go check out Media Plus, Charlotte's new podcast. It's pretty awesome, I will say. And I'm not saying that because she's had me on the show before, so like, that aside, all the other ones are really interesting. You should go listen to them. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow here at Daily Observations. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.